daripada Huawei dan Saudara Julian Gorman dari DSMA dan rakan-rakan yang saya muliakan. Bagi pihak kerajaan tentunya kita memulakan dengan menyatakan kesyukuran kepada Allah SWT dan juga penghargaan kepada Huawei dan GSMA kerana dapat menyelenggarakan ICT Summit yang sangat bermakna. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, the Malaysian government have taken a very bold decision to ensure that we get and benefit from the phenomenal change, advancement and development in the IT industry, and therefore we made this decision, a departure from a decision to ensure that we benefit from whatever technology that has been produced and surfaced, and from the decision to have a single network, we made a very tough decision. And mind you, I'm not exaggerating when I say this, to allow for a fair competition so that we as a nation, the young nation, can benefit from the best of both worlds. Well, it is not an easy decision precisely because the conventional view in some parts of the world is that concerns about security, about capacity of new industries particularly, that stems from China. But we in Malaysia, with this Madani philosophy and Madani economy, decided, and I believe rightly, that whilst we get the best from the West, we also should benefit the best from the East. We have made the decision years ago by the past administration to only work on a single network. But I think after extensive discussion, debates, and even people like me having to learn, explore deeply to the innovation, technology, and the superiority of all, we made the decision to allow for a dual network. And thus, that decision for a more effective participation by Huawei. And let's see. And I think we will be proven right, because as a young nation, whilst we have benefited immensely from the contribution from the West, from the United States and Europe, in the initial part of our development and the industrial strength in Penang and the Lembah Klang, we also realize that the geopolitics and economic changes have impacted upon our country, and we have seen the growing rise of China and to an extent India. And we should, as a nation that is fiercely independent, be bold enough to make a decision and decide what is best for our country. I was in Nanning just a few weeks ago. I just came back from New York, by the way. Yesterday evening, so I'm a bit dazed, particularly when I'm not reading the text. And Premier Li Qiang was kind enough to host and had discussions, and I told him precisely the need to keep Malaysia as vibrant economy with an independent stance to benefit, because we have benefited, as I said, without exaggeration, from the technology of, you know, from Intel to Motorola and etc., from the United States, who continue to be a reliable friend. But we see that our neighbor, China, has shown a lot of interest and friendship and interest to make sure that neighbors prosper together. And so in the last few months, you see, I've met and had lengthy discussions with Premier Li Qiang 3 times. And President Xi Jinping, who gave that wonderful vision, which has certainly attracted my attention, not only in terms of economic advancement, digital transformation, he talks about food security, elevating the standards of the poor, but we share somewhat something unique, because most leaders do not talk about values and civilization, except for the pioneers of independence, be it in the what you consider the Pilgrim Fathers of the American independence movement, or some of the earlier initiators during the struggle against colonialism or imperialism. But in President Xi Jinping and myself, we talk about values and civilization, and which transcend just economic imperative or technology, but which focuses on issues of compassion and humanity, which is a deficit in our society. So what relevance has this to the ICT? Because we talk about inclusivity. We talk about digital divide. So this is not technology per se. This is technology with understanding of what is required to ensure that nation mature and benefit its citizens. We are not in favor of a digital transformation that would continue this divide or gross inequality between the very rich and the poor, or developing the urban and the rural hinterland. So we talk about digital divide and inclusivity. That's why when I met the Huawei leaders in Nanning, that's when I was persuaded to attend this meeting anyway. They told me a few things. For example, technology, yes. Training is very critical. You see, Malaysians have the capacity, enormous capacity, and this is not new. From the 1990s, in my meeting with Bill Gates or Dell, have always said that it's spectacular, the resolve of young Malaysians, which does not include me, to study, to have that discipline that is required, and surface and become successful, competent professionals. That's why Intel, for example, decided to have its center, research center and training in Penang. Now, what we lack, therefore, is that small niche, that level of expertise that's required. And only through our collaboration with industries in the West and here, like what we have with Huawei, with the commitment to give that opportunity, that small niche gap that could allow us, the younger Malaysians, to excel and have the level of competence and expertise that's required. Therefore, I must express my appreciation to Simon and his colleagues for undertaking this task. And when a prime minister gives that appreciation, which means Huawei is expected to do a bit more. And this collaboration would, of course, immensely assist not only Huawei as a company, But in our attempt to undertake this whole process of digital transformation, which is entrusted partly to MCMC, so Tan Sri Salim, please listen carefully and make sure this collaboration act works. Now, so we also talk about inclusivity, because a society cannot sustain itself. When you talk about sustainability, it's very important. When you refer to the issue of SDG, not only inclusivity, issue of inequality, and SDG specifically. Because to me, in the Madani philosophy, if we cannot be sustainable if we look purely in terms of technological change or transformation without care, concern, and compassion to ensure that every single citizen in this country is given that opportunity. That's why our 5G network made it abundantly clear. It's just not a matter of technology, but it's a matter of ensuring that every single citizen, from the urban squatters or urban poor to the remotest area in Sabah or Sarawak, must be given that opportunity and access and connectivity. Otherwise, to my mind, it is not sustainable. Sustainability is not to benefit the few, urban elite or ruling clique. Sustainability means every single citizen will benefit. That is why we do not represent a view using this race card in this country. The country and the Constitution has made abundantly clear that the Malays, the Bumiputras, will be protected. But it is also made clear that in order to succeed and for a country to mature, we must not use a race card, as man must make sure that every single Malay or Chinese or Indian or Sabahan or Sarawakian be given their due right to stay, live, and protect this country. So, I just want to express again my appreciation and to reiterate what we have said before when we embarked upon this whole issue of digital transformation, because it requires a new mindset, a new attitude, and a new preparedness for us not only to learn, but also to share. And the pace must change. We can't talk about digital transformation and not ease of doing business. We had a session in cabinet this morning, and I reiterated this similar point, that we have the potential. And thank God, when we were in New York recently, you can sense the enthusiasm, recognition of potential investors to Malaysia. But we will have to respond accordingly, not only through digital transformation, but to make sure that there is ease of doing business, there's clarity in policy. That is why we have pronounced the Madani economy, the energy transition plan, the industrial master plan, and even our midterm review of the 12th Malaysia plan was actually a departure from a notion, the traditional notion of thinking about 5-year plan, to something that's adjusted according to the needs of the times, including the issue of digital transformation. Now, next month, I will have to present to Parliament the second Madani economy. And I believe the issues I have raised here and the issues that you have raised in your deliberations, if well summarized, can be presented to Fahmi, who shouldn't just sit and enjoy my speech, but to take notes and present to me so that we can improve the Madani budget. And so thank you again for this opportunity, and I, you know, I've decided not to read the text, which is going to be extremely boring to you. And mind you, most of you have better understanding and competence, so let me give the macro outlook and introduce or remind you about the new approach by this administration. So, terima kasih sekali lagi kepada semua. Wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Terima kasih yang amat berbahagia. Yang berhormat Prime Minister, thank you so much. Well said indeed. Can you remain on stage for our next agenda? I'd now like to invite our other honorary dignitaries seated in front to join yang amat berhormat Prime Minister on stage for the official closing ceremony. A lot of work right after his closing speech. Okay. So what we're going to do is we are going to line up all our VIPs up on stage. And let's just wait for everyone to be settled on stage first. Okay, we got it right. All right, so lady, I would like to invite you all to place your palm on the launch gambit, and then we will commence with our closing ceremony game, all right? Ready? In 3, 2, 1, here we go.